We got a guy on the phone for a second date update today named Austin. And Austin went out with a celebrity.
Ooh, for real? Jealous.
He didn't say who in the email, but...
you can when you date celebrities. That's what makes it cool.
Ooh.
I'm going to take a guess and go again with Paula Deen.
What?
Why always her?
Well, somebody's got to be dating her.
I don't know. No.
Well,
let's find out. Austin, you bagged the butter queen?
No, he did not go out with a celebrity chef, especially not Paula Deen.
Okay.
I think she's married to Jimmy.
Man, I'm 0 for like 80 on those guesses.
Was it a celebrity like high enough where you had to sign an NDA and that's why you can't say their name?
To be clear, it was actually someone that looked like a celebrity. They weren't actually a celebrity.
Oh, okay.
I was like, ooh, the Olsen twins.
So they look like Paula Deen.
Yeah, there we go. So tell us about the girl that you want us to call. What is her name?
So her name is Tanya.
Okay, and how'd you meet her?
Met her through Tinder.
Perfect.
And she, on Tinder, she's just like gorgeous, like 10 out of 10.
Catfish.
And I think she kind of looks like Khaleesi, like from Game of Thrones.
Oh, is she the really super blonde one that looks like almost like albino?
Blonde, hot, blue eyes, mother of dragons, like smoking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jose immediately thinks you were catfish. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, anytime it's like a 10 out of 10, it's too good to be true on Tinder, bro. I'm sorry, the hot girls don't need Tinder.
Mm.
I mean, that's definitely what I thought too. But you know, I just pictured her on that dragon and I was like, I just gotta go for it.
So.
I understand.
All right. So you asked her out and you met up?
Yeah. So we went on a date at a bar.
Okay.
I got there first, and then, like, she walks in, and she is wearing this dress that is just, like, so form-fitting. It's so hot.
Dude, you hit the jackpot!
I know, but all of a sudden, were you super nervous? Did it, like, change your feeling about the date?
Well, I mean, she sat down, right? And I just, like, immediately, I had to be like, you look just like Khaleesi. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard that before. I brought a picture out, like, from my phone and showed her. And she, like, laughed. She blushed. She was like, never been told that before. You're so sweet.
Oh.
Thank God that that's a beautiful celebrity that you're comparing her to.
Mm-hmm.
How was she besides hot, though? Like, what about her did you like?
Is there anything else, Brooke, honestly?
Oh, come on. Yes. If you want to, like, date someone, there has to be more.
Oh, boring.
What'd you guys bond over?
I'm a personal trainer, so we kind of got to talk about fitness. She was into fitness.
I'm sorry. Why am I not surprised?
Phil, you're hot, too, then. Now we get it.
I mean, I don't want to, like, brag and say I'm hot, but, like, I could tell she was into me.
How can you tell that? Just licking her lips?
Something like that, right? I mean, something like that look in her eyes. Like, I could definitely tell she was into me, but, like, I wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Okay.
So I have this kind of trick I do with this Zippo lighter.
Like one of those metal lighters?
Yeah.
I can tell this is going somewhere I'm really going to like.
Okay.
I'm being sarcastic.
What did you do?
So I can do a couple little things. I can put this little, like, fireball in my hand. I can actually put a little bit of, like, the gas in my mouth and spit fire.
Cool, yeah. I've seen that.
I know. We all have. We've all been 19 before.
Yeah. I used to love my Zippo.
Dude, chicks love it. They're always so impressed. And this is definitely, you know, not for amateurs. You got to know what you're doing here.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, those sixth graders are really impressed by that stuff. You got to love those sixth grade girls.
How does this prove whether she likes you or not? You make it a fireball in your hand.
I mean, I can tell she already likes me, but, like, when I brought this out before, it totally seals the deal.
Oh, so if there's any question, if she was hesitating, she'd be like, you guys, tell all of her girls about the Zippo man.
Watch me burp fire. Now let's go back home.
You guys get it.
Yeah. Oh, my right. God. Did it work?
I mean, she does.
Hey, sounds like it did.
Yeah, I know that noise.
So I invited her back over to my place and, like, she's about to say yes. And then she's kind of like reluctant.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what's up? What's going on? And she said, I don't trust myself with you.
Oh,
dude, that's like the best thing a girl can say to you, though.
It's not. It's such a lie.
It's,
come
on. So much. Yeah. I don't trust myself.
I had the perfect line back. I was like, hey, I don't trust myself with you either. And that's a good thing.
Oh, look at you firing back. I'm guessing that didn't work.
No, it did work. Are you kidding? No. We got in the lift. We went back to my place.
Oh, you did?
Oh, wow.
So you don't trust each other, and you instantly went to your
place. I like how, like, not trusting each other is literally just saying, let's go hook up.
Yeah, we're not going to fight this anymore.
Yeah.
All right, so how did things go back at your place?
Things went really, really well. Like, we had fun.
Play Twister?
It is something like Twister.
Hey!
Oh, my God.
Twister around.
Okay. But did something awkward or weird happen or something? Because she's not calling you back, man.
Nothing I can think of. Like, it was like a smooth sailing. She was into me. I was into her. But yeah, now she's not responding.
Dude, this sounds weird, but do you think she used you?
That's not weird. That happens all the time.
Really? I always hear the other way around, but not hot girls.
She could have. I'm definitely good looking enough for that, but I really liked her, so I'm kind of disappointed.
Okay. So you were thinking of more.
That's good.
All right, Austin. Well, let's find out. We're going to play a song, do a couple fire tricks, come back, and then we'll call Tanya for you and try and get you your second date update, okay?
Oh, man, that's great.
All right, hold on.